The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
So we have the beginning of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. We get the first three verses, and we discover three things about that letter. Who wrote it, who received it, and the salutation, the greeting. The greeting is very, very Pauline, very much Paul. "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Sounds a lot like the way we start Mass all the time. But Paul does something unique with his greeting. He meshes two different cultural greetings together to make his own. The first is the Jewish greeting, shalom, peace. And the Greek greeting, charis, grace. So peace and grace to you. So very, very Pauline. Paul makes it his own. And then we know who the letter is addressed. To the church of God that is in Corinth. Something is given and something is withheld in that statement. To the church of God, yes. The community gathered together in Corinth is a church. It really is a church. It really is deserving of all the honor and dignity of being a church. But it's not the last word of what it means to be church. It does not exhaust what it means to live as the people of God. It is not the last word on church life. And the third thing, who wrote the letter? This is what I find most interesting. Paul, called to be an apostle, and Sosthenes, our brother. Who the heck is Sosthenes? The name just kind of shows up there. No description of who he is or what he's about. Sosthenes is a very typical Greek name. But it only shows up one other place in the New Testament. In Acts of the Apostles, we hear about Sosthenes. So Luke describes this encounter that Paul has in Corinth. It seems that the Jewish community, they were not happy with Paul's preaching. They were upset with him. And they go and complain to the proconsul and say, "Hey, get rid of Paul." And the proconsul looks at the matter and says, "There's no crime here. It sounds like an internal argument to me. You guys figure it out for yourselves." And so what do? They grab the synagogue official and beat him up in sight of the tribunal. And that synagogue official's name? Sosthenes. Is this the same Sosthenes that Paul includes in his letter? Luke would want us to think so. But we really don't know. If it is the same person, then perhaps this Sosthenes was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Or maybe he was the object of the ire of the mob because he was a recent convert, sympathetic to Paul's preaching. Who knows? And why does Paul include Sosthenes in the letter? Is it just to say, hey, you remember your buddy Sosthenes? He's with me, and he says hi. But there really isn't anything to connect those two names. And so Sosthenes is still a mystery. It's a shame that we don't have biographies about all the names in the New Testament. I mean, we know a little bit about the movers and shakers. Like Paul, like Peter, John the Baptist, we know a little bit of his backstory, but Sosthenes? Nothing. He's like all those other anonymous disciples in the first century. We know nothing about him. We don't know if he was an apostle, preacher, great theologian. Odds are he was not any of that. I like to see Sosthenes as an everyman. Just a disciple going about doing the best that he can, helping out any way that he can. He's a gopher, a schlepper, an assistant, just doing his part to further the way, doing his part to help his friend Paul in the work of the gospel. He's like all those anonymous disciples of the first century. He's like all those disciples in the 21st century. He's like you and me. I'm glad that Paul included Sosthenes in his letter, because that means that you and I are included as well. We are part of the team. We matter. We too have our part to play. We too are partners and shareholders in the work of the gospel.